Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
So do we. So do we, E. Norma. We hope you do.
Petey loves E. Norma.
I said Petey Mac approved on the Twitter.
Yep.
Yes, I did. And Phil McCrevis's birthday today, too, by the way. We have a morning TV show here, and our landlords are TV stations, and three lovely ladies, all real good-looking girls, are on TV right now. I'm in the break room. I start thinking somebody should slip them a birthday. Anybody have any birthdays over there? Because we got some names we could use. They do birthdays on that morning show?
I'm not familiar.
Probably not.
You're asking the wrong crowd.
Enormous Stitz.
No, E. Norma.
E. Norma.
E. Norma.
Norma. Stitz. Not S-T-I-T-Z. Stitz.
I didn't even catch that earlier.
When you heard it, did you know what she was saying?
Nope.
That's us. Well, was it rough warning?
I was half paying attention. I was driving like I was Craig sitting here.
Okay, here it is.
Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. Yeah. Wonderful day.
80. She's 80 today.
Captain Sum Ting Wong, We Too Low, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ow.
Story out of Australia making the rounds, where a guy bought a sheep for a couple of cases of beer.
for bad purposes?
I don't know. Well, I kind of know. I don't know what he's going to do. He said this sheep looks like a unicorn. And it really does. It's got a horn right in the middle of its head.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at it more carefully, and it just appears that the two horns are offset.
Got it.
One that's not in the
middle.
So it's not
alcohol fetal sheep.
The one that's not in the middle is really lying low.
The parents drank, and the horns are
wide and set. You don't see it very well, but it looks like a unicorn goat. A guy was, the goats were apparently on their way for slaughter, and he says, "Hey, let me buy that goat from you for a couple cases of beer." Yeah, fine. Here, have a goat.
Good trade.
Yeah. Here, have a unicorn. Was basically it.
You'd figure for a unicorn goat, you'd at least get like his daughter's hand in marriage, but more than just a couple of goats, a couple of cases of beer.
That's how they do it down the farm.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go down to Puss's farm. Say hello to his mom. Let's go.
So the other Australian story was a deer that killed the guy,
feel bad,
right?
For, Puss's daughter.
That's right. Daughter of Puss, they call him on the back. That's a.
We're not Scandinavian. That's not her last name.
No, I think that's more Amish, isn't it?
No, that's
daughter of Puss.
Icelandic.
Icelandic, right. Yeah.
Puss's daughter is her first name. I won't mention her first name, but her last name would be, if she was Icelandic, Puss's daughter.
Right. Oh, let's be happy we're not Icelandic. Yeah. For her, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah. No one's happier than her.
No, yeah.
Puss's daughter.
Mitch McConnell sent to introduce new legislation to raise the national smoking age. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly 9 out of 10 cigarette smokers first try smoking by 18. Dozen states have already passed similar laws, and now Mitch McConnell, they say, is going to introduce this bill to raise the national smoking age.
From what I hear,
yeah, that is not the best interest of his constituents.
You're right.
They make a lot of tobacco. Yeah,
in Kentucky, right.
Tobacco in Kentucky, where the average age of smokers is 8.
They
must have given him permission for the official okie-dokie because they're doing well selling cigarettes elsewhere in the world.
That's right.
So he did have to get their permission.
Yeah, let's kill the Chinese and the Indians, you mean, right?
Sure. Yeah. He just didn't think of this on his own.
He's going to introduce legislation.
He
it's
consulted
not
with...
No,
doesn't mean it's going to pass.
It ain't going to pass.
I forget. There's a huge cigarette company based out of Louisville, and you're right. They're not relying so much on the U.S. anymore.
I think high school kids are starting with vapes now, though. I
mean, they are.
From what I hear from my daughter and even my son, that you know, the kids are vaping. You know, not cool.
Dude.
More than $2 million now been raised to help with rebuilding efforts of the three historically black churches in Louisiana.
Yeah, the guy from the Ravens gave $100,000. Good for him. That's the United States, by the way. We should probably U.S. first, right?
After Notre Dame, they said, hey, you know, we got churches over here that are hurting as well. We've been trying to raise a little money for these
guys. Burned down by white supremacists, by the way.
Yeah, the sheriff's kid.
Yeah, cop's kid, right. Yeah.
Which, that shouldn't matter.
No, but that's going to be the story. It's always a story. No, it shouldn't matter. He's still a white supremacist, no matter whose kid he is, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter whose kid.
But that's why people are
son of sheriff.
Because some of them are good. But he wasn't. He wasn't one of the good ones.
Yeah, but
did the kid learn it from his dad?
Well, of course he did.
That's my first thought.
Yeah,
I learned it from you, Dad.
Most racist kids have racist parents. Although Miller doesn't. That dude, the president's right hand man, the Nazi.
Oh yeah.
His parents say this guy's crazy, man. They're like libs.
Stephen
Miller. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see?
They don't know what happened with him.
Did you see the video of him in high school?
Yes, telling janitors. Yep.
That we have janitors to pick up our trash.
We should not have pick up. We should be able to throw our trash anywhere. That's why we have janitors. That was his speech on the high school campus.
And no one cheered.
He's a bad dude, man. I don't mean that in a good way. I mean,
right?
He's a bad man.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen that?
No.
He's got a little more hair.
That's
not
just
much
stupid.
More. Yeah. And he's just saying, we got janitors. We don't care. We pay these janitors. What do we have to clean up for? He's basically let them eat cake. Screw that. You know.
Wow.
He's always been a douchebag.
He's like Tyler when he spills candy and puts his studio.
No, it's peanuts.
Yeah. Pick that up. Fix me something to eat.
Fix me something to eat.
And to his defense, he only does that once every 6 months or so.
Yeah, that's true. It's an accident, too, by the way.
Sure. Yeah.
And just walks away.
And you run away.
I got to be on the air, man.
Yeah.
I got to be on the air.
I got to be on the air in 8 minutes.
All right. That's why we got a producer.
I don't have time.
To clean up my peanuts.
Thank you, Stephen Miller.
Well, there's a study out that says that women are better at hiding their cheating ways than men.
We never doubted that.
New study published in Royal Society Open Science claims that women can easily spot men who are likely to cheat, but both men and women struggle to identify women who cheat.
What makes them better at covering their tracks?
They're sneakier.
They're just...
researchers at the University of Western Australia showed 1,500 people photos of men and women and asked them to identify the cheaters just based on how they looked. They were very successful at identifying the men, but they failed at doing so with the women. One reason is that it may be getting harder as the number of women cheating is increasing. One expert said about 20% of women cheat. That number is fairly constant. The number of women cheating, however, is now at 15%, which is a 50% increase during the last 20 years. So that may be contributing to the difficulty. But men with more masculine features were more likely to be shown as cheaters or picked as cheaters by both men and women.
What's a masculine feature?
Yeah.
Beards?
No, in the face. Probably the jaw and whatnot.
Okay.
More of these men had indeed cheated or poached women already in relationships.
So because I'm a handsome man.
No. Masculine features.
Yeah, he's a masculine.
And they're going to say.
Masculine features.
Not effeminate looking.
That would be the opposite of masculine.
Got it. All right.
So that's the way they picked that, and women are better at...
Because they're sneaky.
Somehow not showing us.
They use the word sneaky.
Because they're sneaky.
Right, you give they give no explanation of why women are better at covering their tracks?
It's not a matter of covering their tracks, it's just we're not good at noticing it. We don't see it in women because they're less of them used to. We don't look for it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
men.
Yeah, guys are so self-involved.
Yeah.
And they might be
thinking
about
women cheating. Don't notice it in women either.
No, I think guys just have more faith in human nature.
I think so, too.
I think they're
by nature
we're
just more faithful guys.
A little more trusting, and we don't look at people in that light. We give them the benefit of the doubt.
But women didn't notice it in women either.
Then they're better at it.
Yeah, they're just better at it.
Yeah.
They're just better at it. Lying, cheaters,
hussy.
The Colorado subdivision is changing its name to Old Cherry Hills from Swastika Acres.
Oh my
God!
I saw this yesterday and I thought it was the Onion.
Why was it called Swastika Acres? Jeez.
It goes back to long before the Nazis were German.
I understand that. But you probably should have got rid of that name years ago.
Yeah, but
yeah, like
they
45.
Had it. Long, they had it when it was fine.
I understand that, but what year is this?
But it's been not fine for a long damn time.
Since 41.
Since you wrapped up World War II, that name should have maybe gone away. But you know what? They probably anticipated, you know, it's going to make a comeback.
And it did.
You buy a house in the neighborhood, and, you know, they picture the Section 8 living there. And
sure.
Swastika Acres.
Ah, let's not. It's probably come back in 70 years. It'll cycle around.
Yeah, they didn't think it would stick.
It actually doesn't appear anywhere but on documents. But for many years...
So there's not a big sign out front?
No, there's not. For many years, changing the name required the support of 100% of residents of the neighborhood.
And they had probably had some war criminals
and
living
all
there.
You need is one guy.
Of course
say,
you need one guy.
I know, this is tradition.
My grandfather lived in the swastika. Oh,
now they got to change the logo.
But, well, they changed the name. They changed the vote to now just a simple majority. Only one resident said they shouldn't change the name. Obviously, the majority supported it. The council voted unanimously. It is now Old Cherry Hills and not Swastika Acres.
Yeah, that's,
my daddy lived in Swastika Acres.
Yeah.
My grandfather lived in Swastika Acres. I'm going to live.
Swastika.
I'll die in Swastika.
They call it Nazi
Acres.
Hill now. We changed it to Nazi Hill.
Old Nazi Hill.
Right.
Old Nazi Hill.
Casa de Hitler.
They changed that name years ago, Craig.
To end that stupid joke
was?
Your rectum.
That's exactly what that is. What's it called now? Nazi Hill. That works in a lot of aspects.
Okay, so we got 420 coming up.
Tomorrow?
That'd be tomorrow.
Dude.
I plan on just bowling it all day. Is that what you stoners
what's
say?
What's that mean?
You're going bowling tomorrow?
No, I'm just going to light up balls all day.
Oh, well.
You know me and my weed.
No, we don't.
Sounds like you don't either.
That's why I'm sounding that way.
I need a little refresher course.
All day.
Yeah. Sound like my dad.
I'm going to bowl it up all day with that Mary Jane.
Yeah, all right.
And the marijuana cigarette.
Mary Jane.
Are you on the grass?
Yes. Is that what your dad said? Is that what Larry said to you? Are you on
the grass.
Are you on the grass? Are you on the Mary Jane, Todd?
No, Mary Jane would be too hip for...
Not now.
Man.
Not now. You, when you first caught you, would have been too
grass.
Yeah.
Are
you on the grass? So I'm seeing that any number of places are going to have some sort of CBD food item available.
That's not the kind you want.
No, that's not what 420 is all
about.
Dude.
But also you see that because it's Nebraska and it's not legal to have weed here.
Oh, but it's worse. I will gripe about this one. Carl's Jr. is coming out with a very special CBD burger on their menu, one day only, Denver only.
Oh, I thought this was out of California, too. But only Denver, huh?
Only Denver.
Yeah. Kirstie pointed that story out to me yesterday, and I had a lot of questions.
And only at one place in Denver.
And I said, it can't have any THC in it, because I don't think you can sell something with THC outside of a dispensary.
And you can't use it.
So why don't you get a little THC, you know?
So they're throwing some CBD in a burger and saying, hey, happy 420. Or they're throwing CBDs in any number of things, any number of companies, and saying, hey, happy 420.
No, it's weird.
Nah. No, CBDs do not
Does
be
that
confused.
Work? CBDs, MPD, anybody tries it? Anybody tried it?
Depends upon who you ask.
I'm asking somebody to try it. You tried
it? Yeah, remember we talked about it. You know, I got back pain and all sorts of stuff, and it was recommended to try it. You could buy it legally and locally.
Right.
So tried it in edible form to go golf, and I ate too much, I think, because everything was just slow.
Oh, that's right. You're a little mellow.
Motion,
too mellow.
Man.
Too slow motion. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't feel high.
No, okay.
I'm not sure what high feels like, but... No, I just felt lethargic. I think I overdid it. So I tried it again with a better dose again, but that's for Sunday on the couch.
Yo, like, you did mention that. Yeah, it's more of a, it does mellow you out.
I was not good at being out and about.
Now, they're not a lot of cops in this area are not doing anything about it, but it's technically still not legal in Nebraska.
You know, I don't know.
It is confusing.
Middle of Nebraska, somewhere, some sheriff busted some mom-pop organization in Hastings, I think it was. Because we're not going to have it in our city. Coach said no.
It's all over the place. It's on the internet.
I know it is, but I'm just saying that they were trying to bust people. And then I know the cops south of here said, we're not going to do anything about it.
We're not going
to
mess with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for a while, you could just walk into any of the head shops in town and grab it. You know, but then they all got kind of scared.
They don't have it now?
They haven't. Last I checked, but that was not in this year. Yeah. That was not in 2019.
I thought there were a lot of places that you could get it.
No.
I'm not sure. I know they took it off the shelves just because all the red tape, political crap going on around it, that nobody wanted to monkey with their business license.
Because Christy gets some for the dogs.
Yeah.
And I think she orders it online, though.
Yeah.
It just comes, like, in liquid form.
Is that for human intake, too, then? Could you take it? Could you eat the dog's treats?
Sure.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
So does it work? Without the weed, though. I mean, if you try it without trying anything else with it.
Of course not.
So you would I want to know if it's good just to try that and nothing else.
And why do the dogs need the CBD? Is that just to mellow them out during a storm?
No, I don't think it mellows them out.
Couch Sundays.
I don't know. Reduces inflammation.
Okay.
Doesn't everything reduce inflammation?
I wish.
Doesn't help them fetch.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, it doesn't help them do that. But yeah, a lot of people use it for pain management. And I think the stuff they would give, if you've seen the special, the kid who moved to Colorado because he or she was having a bunch of seizures, that was all CBD.
Was it?
Yeah. It was a really low THC.
We don't have sick kids here, not here.
Really high CBD.
Have a craft beer, kid. Relax. Feel better now.
Wasn't the strains of marijuana they were making that out of so low THC?
Right.
That they couldn't sell it for that purpose.
Right. There was no interest for that.
Nobody wanted that.
But go to your nearest TD Ameritrade broker and invest in the marijuana business.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's booming there in Canada.
You're in a good life. 420 is tomorrow, right, Craig?
A better suggestion. Go to another broker and invest in the marijuana business.
Yep.
Screw those guys.
Yeah.
All you're doing is helping the Cubs.
I see we've got pickle news here. Apparently there's a deli that has, people are taking bread out of their diets, and so there is a deli in New Jersey that is just giving people basically the sandwich with the buns that are pickles.
Whoa.
Yeah, you put the hamburger in between a couple of pickles.
I'd be down with that.
I've seen that.
This is more of a deli sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen pictures of it. I've not seen
it. Two big slices of pickle with the meat and stuff in the middle. Yeah, I'd eat that.
They kind of hollow it out a little bit.
So you shove it right in the pickle.
It looks like a big dill pickle.
Yeah.
It was much like a hot dog bun.
Probably smooching pickles. Was there a couple of pickle smooches?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'd eat that in a heartbeat. I'd eat that.
How has that never been done before?
Sounds kind of heavy, though. Kind of heavy, kind of salty,
kind
of tiny.
The pickle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If it was just a thin slice of pickle.
Well, I've seen.
I'm posting a picture of this right now.
I suppose I could see that.
They do that with lettuce, too. You can eat lettuce burgers, you know. You see that all the time.
And it's also kind of moist.
Yeah.
Probably smooching pickles. Is there a couple of pickle smooches?
I love that one. It's like KFC for a minute had that double down where the chicken breast was the bun or the fried chicken. Oh, man, that was amazing.
Now they went the other way. They're doing waffles.
as the bun?
Well, yeah, they have like chicken and waffles now. I saw an advertisement.
Puss makes
night.
Waffles. Yeah.
Who does that?
KFC.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Is that just a limited time?
I don't know. I was at the bar, saw it on the TV.
Yeah, I just put up a picture.
I couldn't hear it.
Dairy Queen does the chicken and waffles now, too.
Yeah.
No, but you're talking about there was a chicken and then two chicken. I didn't get
the
how
bacon
it
was in the middle.
Yeah, it was bacon and something else,
cheese.
And then cheese and a sauce, and then
the buns were two pieces of chicken.
Two big chicken tenders, basically.
And you kept the paper around it?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Oh, man.
That sounded good.
It was wrong.
Was it good?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
It was so good. Yeah.
Good on 420.
We were like a test market, and like so I went to all the KFCs to make sure we got it, and then we didn't get it.
Yeah.
You did your best.
I tried,
but they never came back with it
I don't think so.
And Vlasic coming out with pickles that are chips, basically. Touch the pickle. Chips that are actually pickles.
Like dehydrated pickle?
That I don't know. Crispy chips, pickles, thinly sliced, vacuum fried.
Sounds good.
Oh, it does sound good.
Yeah.
Because I've had the dill pickle flavored potato chips, and those are great.
Pickle.
And fried pickle slices are bar food now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and those are good.
They
sounds
are good.
Excellent.
Yeah. I like them better than the actual pickles that are fried, because you bite that, the frying comes right off, and then you're just left with a pickle.
You mean the breading?
The breading comes right off.
Hey, smooching pickles. Is there a couple of pickle smooches?
You're making us hungry this morning, Greg.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah.
Earlier we were talking about processed sausage. Yeah. Now we're talking about pickles.
And I'm going to let the food in right now.
Oh.
Oh, good.
She pick up any spam?
And a couple of THC burgers if you could.
That'd be kind of cool.
None of those CBD burgers, a THC burger.
Let's wait till 10 for those. So.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.